Arizona Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
614 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Tuesday evening. Don't forget Bands on the Beach tonight. 7 o'clock over at the Casino Beach stage. It should be a perfect night. The moon's been great. Full moon out there. It will be a perfect evening for the concert tonight.
Yeah.
So take that in. But right now, let's go ahead and dive into three important things you need to know about this hour.
Number one.
Well, FDOH Escambia observes October as Breast Cancer Awareness Month and offers free or low-cost breast cancer screenings to eligible women who are uninsured, underinsured, or have a low income. The screenings include mammograms. They play a crucial role in detecting breast cancer at an early stage when it is more treatable.
Number two.
Escambia County deputies conducting speed enforcement on Highway 97 in the northern part of Escambia County. The operation involves speed detection trailers that collect data. This effort is part of Sheriff Chip Simmons' plan to apply technology and data to address concerns within the county.
Number three.
After jettisoning a counterproposal on Monday, state regs walked into a rate case that could potentially lead to FPNL customers paying billions of additional dollars in the coming years, something I'm sure you don't want to hear about. The Florida Public Service Commission began what could be a two-week hearing that includes a large amount of technical and financial information as FPNL seeks increases in base electric rates.
All right, 6:15, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Not too much going on the roads from what I can see, which is very refreshing after the afternoon we've had. There were several spots of note previously, but thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so on your way home tonight. As for your weather, 81 degrees, low of 73. Tomorrow and Thursday, we're going to see some scattered rainfall chances, just slightly throughout both days. Highs are going to be around 87. And then come Friday, we're actually going to see the highs drop significantly, only about 80, with the rainfall chances being completely out of the picture.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
6:17, News Radio 92.3. Escambia deputies arresting two people who were breaking into vehicles overnight. The report came in from North 69th Avenue out there in Myrtle Grove. Sheriff Chip Simmons.
The homeowner actually followed them or chased them, but lost sight of them, so they're in the area somewhere. When we get there, we had enough units that made what we call a perimeter, and then we had a canine in there.
And Simmons says one suspect was taken into custody. The other was apprehended by a K-9 officer. Investigators were also able to obtain video footage of the two suspects from a local homeowner.
And Mana Food Bank holding an open house today. The free event got underway at 4, lasting until 7. That means you got a little over 40 minutes left. This is taking place at the food bank on Northeast Street. Mana operates an emergency food assistance program and 18 food security programs. Last year, they provided food to over 67,000 people.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, Florida lawmakers have started to file proposed budget assignments for local projects as they return to the Capitol to prepare for the 2026 legislative session. Today, the House and Senate started the first of a series of committee weeks in advance of the session. As of Monday, six proposals had been filed in the House for the 26th session, collectively seeking just over $5.5 million.
Governor Ron DeSantis says the state's recruitment bonus program has been highly successful. During a visit to the Panhandle today, he said more than $63 million in bonuses have been offered since the program started in 2022, and more than $705,000 checks are in the mail. Of the 9,400 recruits, about 2,000 have come from other states.
Well, Florida's CFO, Blaise Ingolia, blasted Orlando last week for keeping a poet laureate on his payroll after the state's Department of Government Efficiency conducted audits. Randy Hildreth from Fox 35 down in Orlando with us this afternoon.
So in an effort to save taxpayer money, we wrote a couple of them for free. Roses are red, violets are blue, our property taxes are high because of you.
The city of Orlando announced its newest poet laureate at Monday's commission meeting to a roaring applause.
Orlando happens to see value in arts.
Camara Gaither will serve 4 years and plans to bridge her background as a poet and mental health therapist to serve the community. And Mayor Buddy Dyer doubled down in an interview with Fox 35. He doesn't care what the state thinks. He says it's a position worth paying. This is an unpaid position in other parts of the state. But Orlando will pay the new poet laureate $6,000 a year, up from $4,000 for the last poet.
A firefighter here in the state faces misdemeanor stalking charges. CJ Pop all over this story. It's the story of a jilted ex. Here we go.
Surveillance video allegedly shows 28-year-old Gabrielle Franz tossing dozens of what looked like used red tampons on the yard of her ex-boyfriend's Volusia County home. He now shares with his new girlfriend that from an arrest affidavit. The couple said in those papers that Franz was unhappy they were together and had talked badly about them to others, made angry posts on social media, and drove a truck similar to the one seen in the video. Deputies say Franz told them she didn't know where her ex-boyfriend lived and was never there. But she changed her tune when they told her about the evidence collected, saying she was at the home, but the tampons were not her idea. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Hell hath no fury. 620 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with another quick check of your roads and weather, which should be hopefully rather forgiving. Also, some hard-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
What does New South Proud mean? It means you can save 35% on windows and doors. And not just any windows and doors. We're talking New South American-made windows and doors that offer premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, and noise. And they're guaranteed for life. Get 35% off American-made windows and doors until October 31st, 2025. Call 800-NEW-WINDOWS.
New South Proud!
Visit newsouthwindow.com/deal for details.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about EMS, the billing, who should pay for ambulance transports, and should that even be a government function. Baptist Healthcare CEO and President Mark Faulkner stopped by, and we answered some of the questions the community has around the whole old campus, new campus, demolition, funding, all of that stuff. Pace Avalon Midway Fire funding in Santa Rosa County, and Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons stopped by. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Top national stories this hour.
Okay, Republicans and Democrats remain gridlocked as the government shutdown continues. Ryan Schmeltz has the latest from Washington on News Radio 92.3.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune and House Speaker Mike Johnson are warning that if a deal isn't reached soon, military members will miss their next payday on October 15th, and allege Democrats aren't supporting the GOP bill to reopen the government because of politics. Senator Thune.
I think there are a lot of Democrats who are being bludgeoned by their political left.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Democrats are holding firm on wanting a permanent extension of Affordable Care Act tax subsidies in order to get their votes.
They're feeling the heat.
Schumer warns over 20 million Americans could see an increase in health insurance premiums if the program isn't extended before it expires at the end of the year. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
624 News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money today. Stocks ending down. Not a very good day on the markets. Hillary Barsky's got your numbers.
Stocks taking a breather after a record run and ending lower, and the benchmark S&P 500 snapping a seven-session winning streak. Shares of Oracle fell over 2%, weighing on the tech sector after the information reported that the cloud software provider's margins on its cloud business are weaker than analysts currently forecast, and that Oracle lost $100 million last quarter from renting out NVIDIA chips. The Dow winners, United Health, Procter & Gamble, and Travelers. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and Salesforce. The Dow falling 92 points, the Nasdaq lower by 153, S&P 500 down 26. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, Austin Price, looking at that beautiful weather and local traffic together. Nice night for bands on the beach.
Absolutely. It's been pretty easy going in this afternoon slash evening weather-wise. 81 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Do have some slight rainfall chances, just barely hanging on, but they'll linger over the course of the next couple days, and then come Friday, they'll be out of your hair. As for the roads, that was a bit more eventful this afternoon, but it has since mellowed out. If you're dealing with any backups on the roads, they should not hold you up for too much longer.
Okay, Tropical Storm Jerry, forming in the Atlantic today and is expected to become a hurricane by later this week. Grinnell Scott, all over it for you on News Radio 92.3.
Tropical Storm Jerry is tracking west, according to the National Hurricane Center, with a turn to the west-northwest expected. That could put Jerry in the vicinity of the northern Leeward Islands by the end of the week. For the moment, tropical storm force winds greater than 39 miles an hour extend outward from the storm center. But as it travels over warm Atlantic waters, strengthening to hurricane status is expected. National Hurricane Center models have the storm taking a northerly turn by the weekend, avoiding any landfall on the southeast coast of the U.S. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
There were plenty of fireworks when Attorney General Pam Bondi appeared before senators on Capitol Hill today. Bondi faced off with Democrats over a wide range of issues that included the deployment of the National Guard to cities across the country, the Jeffrey Epstein case, and the indictment of former FBI Chief James Comey. Democrats accused Bondi of going after Trump's political foes, while Bondi accused them of turning a blind eye when Trump was being prosecuted.
Yeah, that got pretty contentious today. Very interesting back and forth. Hey, President Trump is vowing to take matters into his own hands, threatening to send National Guard troops into Democrat-run cities. Jackie Heinrich has more from the White House.
Right now, National Guard troops are being mobilized in Portland and Chicago under Title 10, which federalizes them without the approval of the state governor. But their activities are generally limited under Posse Comitatus to protecting federal property and supporting civilian law enforcement. Generally speaking, no direct law enforcement activities like executing searches and making arrests is allowed. That would change if the president invokes the Insurrection Act. There are various statutory triggers, but when lawfully invoked, it allows the president to deploy armed forces for domestic law enforcement functions in order to suppress an insurrection, enforce federal law where state authorities cannot or will not, and where ordinary remedies are not working out.
Actress Cheryl Hines says the rift with the Kennedy family is disappointing. Hines has been married to Health and Human Services Secretary RFK Jr. for over a decade now, and she described the situation as hard while addressing the family fallout in a recent interview. According to Hines, the clash has even surprised Kennedy's mother, Ethel. Several members of Kennedy's family have spoken out against the HHS secretary, but it has not hindered his relationship with the whole family, as he is poised to attend an event in Washington alongside his cousin, former Congressman Patrick Kennedy.
That's rough. Texas National Guard has touched down in Illinois today to assist in immigration action. A really chaotic scene in Chicago. Here's Jeff Manasso.
Word that hundreds of members of the Texas National Guard have now arrived in suburban Chicago, on top of hundreds of Illinois National Guard members that President Trump has called up to protect federal agents at ICE facilities amid recent violent protests and attacks on federal agents. And as Illinois Democrats continue escalating ICE resistance here,
Donald Trump is using our service members as political props and as pawns in his illegal effort to militarize our nation's cities.
Governor J.B. Pritzker, as legal action continues over the troop surge. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The FBI is accusing former special counsel Jack Smith of tracking private communications of multiple Republican senators. Mark Meredith is at the White House this afternoon with this story.
The White House, Republican lawmakers, and top leadership at the Department of Justice all outraged over this latest revelation, a bombshell, if you will, that we learned that the FBI, as well as the former special counsel, had probed into the phone records of sitting U.S. senators. Among the names, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, Josh Hawley of Missouri, Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, and Representative Mike Kelly of Pennsylvania. This all came to light after a document was discovered by the new FBI leadership showing federal investigators had pulled these phone records of the lawmakers involved a few years after the January 6th attack. And as Politico points out, the probe did not obtain the content of the calls, only the recipients, the lengths of the calls, and the date to which they were placed.
Okay, congrats going out to Lori Smith, winner today of the Tap the News Radio app. A couple of choice FSU Pitt tickets. Saturday over at Doak Campbell. Congratulations to you, Lori. Way to go.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump has met with Israeli hostage families on the second anniversary of the October 7th terror attacks. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Israel and Hamas are negotiating with U.S. officials on a 20-point peace plan that would free remaining hostages in the war and begin rebuilding a post-war Gaza government.
Part of the National Guard troops deployed to Illinois have arrived in immigration enforcement operations, despite a lawsuit filed by Democrat elected leaders to stop it.
Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul asked the court for an immediate injunction to block it. U.S. District Judge April Perry declined to grant the request and gave the Trump team a deadline of tomorrow to answer questions about when the Guard will arrive, where will they be sent, and what will they do once deployed.
That's Fox's Mike Tobin in Chicago. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Own your moment, make it legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. The majority of the blame for the Phillies' problems right now is being directed at manager Rob Thompson. Phillies fans have every right to be upset, but you could have Joe Torre or Bruce Bochy in that dugout, and the results would be the same because through two games, Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber, and Bryce Harper have combined for only two hits and 11 strikeouts, and those three failing to show up is the main reason why the Phillies are down 0-2 to LA. I'm Zach Gelb.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays, call your plays like a pro with live betting, or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet, and keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hey Pensacola, it's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get to the club in my taxi cab. Everybody's looking at me now.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
FDOH Escambia observes October as Breast Cancer Awareness Month and offers free or low-cost breast cancer screenings to eligible women who are uninsured, underinsured, or have a low income. The screenings, including mammograms, play a crucial role in detecting breast cancer at an early stage when it is more treatable.
Number two.
Escambia County deputies conducting speed enforcement. Yeah, they're trying to catch speeders up there on Highway 97. This, of course, in the northern part of Escambia County. The operation involves speed detection trailers that collect data. Now, this effort is part of Sheriff Chip Simmons' plan to apply technology and data to address concerns within the county.
Number three.
After jettisoning a counterproposal on Monday, state regulators walked into a rate case that could potentially lead to FPL customers paying billions of additional dollars in the coming years. The Florida Public Service Commission began what could be a two-week hearing that includes a large amount of technical and financial information as FPL seeks increases in base electric rates.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
The city of Pensacola has taken possession of the old Baptist Hospital campus. Plans are in place now to tear it down, make way for affordable housing. Baptist CEO Mark Faulkner.
We made a choice, and that choice was to participate actively in creating a redevelopment vision. We paid about $2 million to craft a vision of what this could become. And we learned it could be housing, an anchor site perhaps, education, retail, on and on. But we don't do development, we do healthcare.
Right.
But we wanted to get this strategy and vision to a place to hand it off to a developer or somebody who could do that.
Well, Faulkner says Baptist donated the land instead of selling or developing it themselves so they could guarantee the property was used in the best interest of the local community.
And on a similar note, Reentry Alliance Pensacola began construction on Monday of 14 tiny homes intended for individuals experiencing homelessness. The project, known as Pallet Shelter Village, is located on West Moreno Street and aims to offer transitional living spaces for people reentering society with the goal of having the units available before Thanksgiving.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The World Series champions hang on.
Turner to second base. Tommy Edman. Low throw. Freddie Freeman with a scoop. And the ball game is over. Oh, my goodness. Tommy Edman spiked it in the dirt. Freddie Freeman in that gold glove form just saved game two for the Dodgers.
The Dodgers weathering a late Philadelphia rally on TBS. LA jumping out to a 4-0 lead, then hanging on to win it 4-3. Shohei Ohtani driving in what proved to be the game-winning run. The series now shifts to Los Angeles for game three as the Dodgers look to return to the NLCS, holding a 2-0 series lead. The Milwaukee Brewers using three home runs to defeat the Chicago Cubs 7-3 after the Cubbies put up a three spot in the first inning. The Brew Crew scoring seven unanswered runs. Game three Wednesday afternoon at Wrigley Field, with the Brewers leading that best-of-five series 2-0. Now Monday Night Football. Kansas City thought they had the game won after making it 28-24 with 1:45 remaining on ESPN.
Second and goal from the two. Hunt in for the touchdown.
But Kansas City thought wrong thanks to a bunch of penalties by the Chiefs. The Jaguars marching down the field and scoring the winning TD with just 23 seconds to go. Trevor Lawrence nearly suffered the agony of defeat. He took the snap, he fell down, he stumbled trying to get up, and he somehow still scampered into the end zone for the winning score and the thrill of a come-from-behind victory. Jacksonville improving to 4-1 on the season. Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, they fall to 2-3. You can listen and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has been fined $250,000 by the NFL for a middle finger gesture he made during the team's win over the New York Jets on Sunday. That's right, he did this after winning. The incident, which was caught on video, showed Jones making the gesture in the direction of fans at MetLife Stadium. Now listen to this excuse. Jones self-described the gesture as inadvertent, said it was meant to be a celebratory thumbs up to enthusiastic Cowboy supporters. He claimed he accidentally used the wrong hand in the excitement and that the situation was quickly straightened out.
The fingers just wouldn't work.
Yeah. I tried to give a thumbs up, and then with the opposing hand, I flipped off everybody.
Atta boy, Jerry.
Are you serious?
Same talent as he has running that team.
He's as good of a liar as he is an owner.
UWF football, a perfect 5-0 start to the 2025 season. After defeating Northeastern State, the Argos now ranked number 5 nationally. UWF head coach Caleb Nobles.
Our guys know that they're walking the path that a lot of guys in the past have kind of laid out for them, and they know they have an opportunity to do that for the future players here at UWF. So they've embraced it.
Okay, Dave Scott, the UWF athletic director, says the Argos are just doing a nice job of winning. In fact, the university's athletic program is expanding, including the addition of that brand new stadium.
If you haven't been here in 5 or 10 years, it's a lot different space. And 5 or 10 years from now, we expect it to be even a nicer space.
Well, Scott says the $45 million project set to break ground next spring and potentially ready for gameplay in 2027.
Give our students a place to come out and cheer them on, and really create a great place in Pensacola to have a great social event and really showcase the University of West Florida.
Well, UWF faces Showan University this weekend for the annual, and it's always fun up there on campus, homecoming game this Saturday.
And also in college football news, Colorado head coach Deion Sanders undergoing a procedure to address serious leg pain believed to be caused by recurring blood clots. He announced during a news conference that he is hopeful of returning to work tomorrow. The procedure, which targets arteries behind the knee and in the lower leg, expected to be relatively minor, but of course Sanders has already had a pretty lengthy medical history, including multiple surgeries and toe amputations caused by previous clotting issues, along with a recent bladder cancer diagnosis, which was luckily treated successfully.
Here's today's health news.
Yeah, we'll keep it on the health theme this afternoon. A documentary detailing Ozzy Osbourne's chronic health condition was released on Paramount. He is suffering from Parkinson's. Michelle Polino has more.
Ozzy Osbourne revealed he was in so much pain after a botched surgery that he considered ending his life. In the new documentary, Ozzy, No Escape From Now, the late Black Sabbath frontman admits he was put on antidepressants because he was getting ready to off himself. Rock legend, who died in July, suffered years of agony after multiple surgeries on his neck and spine following a 2019 fall that dislodged metal rods from a 2003 ATV accident.
He comes out of surgery and he's far worse.
Having to cancel the tour.
His wife Sharon Osbourne also speaks out in the doc, saying the surgery triggered his health decline. Ozzy, No Escape From Now streams on Paramount+. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
New data shows 1 in 5 adults are addicted to tobacco. A report by the World Health Organization shows the number of tobacco users has dropped from 1.38 billion in 2000 to 1.2 billion in 2024. However, the WHO calls the number of people using e-cigarettes alarming. The report shows there are at least 86 million e-cigarette users, mostly in high-income countries, and at least 15 million children ages 13 to 15 are using the product.
643 News Radio 92.3, a new study from the American College of Surgeons warning about the dangers of driving while under the influence of marijuana. Alexis McAdams has more details.
It's a nationwide problem, not just one we see on the streets of New York City because you can see it and smell it, but experts say people just don't know how strong the marijuana they're using is. So they smoke it, they vape it, or they pop an edible and get behind the wheel of a car. But experts say it's leading to fatal crashes and not enough people are talking about it. So the American College of Surgeons studied 246 drivers who died in car crashes. That was in one Ohio county, and they found that at least 42% had THC in their bloodstream, which is the active ingredient in marijuana.
Public health warning from the U.S. Agricultural Department has tied to some heat and eat pasta mills. They got some very bad ingredients. CJ Papa has more on News Radio 92.3.
If you've got any HelloFresh subscription meal kits containing spinach in your fridge, don't eat them. Fresh Realm, the company that produces the meals, has reached out to the USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service after the spinach used in the products tested positive for Listeria bacteria. The San Clemente, California-based company is now linked to an expanding Listeria outbreak tied to heat and eat pasta meals. The products include 10.1-ounce containers of HelloFresh ready-made meals, cheesy pulled pork pepper pasta, and 10-ounce containers of HelloFresh ready-made meals unstuffed peppers with ground turkey. Both were shipped directly to consumers. CJ Papa, Fox News.
645, News Radio 92.3, 15 away from 7. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together.
Luckily, there's not much to inform you of if you're dealing with any backups on the roads. They shouldn't hold you up for too long. We're looking pretty clear here. As for your weather, 81 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Got some slight rainfall chances officially, and they're going to linger throughout the next couple days, kind of be on and off. But once we get into Friday, we're going to see the highs drop from 87 down to 80. Going to be sunny, mostly clear, no rainfall chances in sight.
Okay, a cold front moves from the Ohio Valley to the East Coast, and heavy rain is possible in the Southwest. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean has more in this Fox weather forecast.
A strong cold front marching across the east central U.S. today will bring temperatures down and showers and thunderstorms, including the possibility for flooding along the Ohio Valley as the system marches towards the east coast Wednesday. The southeast coast also on alert for coastal flooding the next few days. Tropical moisture from the Pacific is streaming into the southwest, where heavy rain could cause big problems for the Four Corners. We will be also watching the possibility for a coastal storm along the east coast later this week. Fox Weather has your details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Big day for gold, crossing that milestone. Jenny Casola, $4,000. Here you go.
Investors have pushed gold's price to $4,000 a troy ounce for the first time. It's likely a reflection of uncertainty because of the government shutdown and the weaker U.S. dollar. Gold futures are up 50% this year, the biggest jump since the inflationary shock of 1979. Gold prices have been moving higher even after trade tensions cooled, and stocks have been rising to records on deals involving artificial intelligence. Goldman Sachs is predicting gold will rise to $4,900 by December of next year. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, Wall Street finished this Tuesday lower as investors continue to keep an eye on the government shutdown, which is now in its second week. The Dow off 91 points today to close at 46,602. The S&P snapping a winning streak to fall 25 points to close at 6714. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ dropped 153 points to 22,788. A decline in Oracle shares weighed on Wall Street today, along with weakness among housing stocks. Was a banner day for gold as the commodity topped $4,000 an ounce for the first time in history. Now that came as investors were hedging their bets and continued to move into safe haven assets. And in other news from the commodity markets, oil prices were a bit higher today amid reports of excess supply flooding the market in the coming months. Analysts with both Goldman Sachs and the International Energy Agency predict supply overhangs between 2 and 3 million barrels a day. On the day, WTI crude up just a bit to settle near $62 a barrel. And that is your money now.
The continuing government shutdown affecting the bottom line of federal employees. This is including the military here, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin Yurinsky is in on News Radio 92.3.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt touched on the troops' economic reality during a Monday briefing.
Our incredible military service members who risk their lives to preserve and defend our country are now working without pay and will miss their next paychecks.
Secretary of War Pete Hegseth told Fox's The Sunday briefing that the shutdown will affect performance at some point.
Eventually, you stop paying people. You stop doing things. You stop training. You're less ready. You're less capable of being mission ready. You can't maintain everything.
Hegseth acknowledges a lot of military leaders could do better economically in civilian life, but believe in their mission.
It's not about the money, but at the end of the day, you got to pay the bills.
Kevin Yurinsky, Fox News.
Remember that LeBron James major announcement that he teased yesterday that was going to be happening at like 11 a.m. our time?
Yeah.
Well,
I remember.
It was an ad for Hennessy. James posted a teaser talking about his second decision, and of course that's a callback to 2010 when he announced on TV that he was leaving the Cavaliers for the Heat. After posting the teaser, there was speculation that it would actually be a retirement announcement. The NBA's all-time leading scorer, now 40, entering his 23rd season. He'll be an unrestricted free agent when the season is over.
I was actually hoping he was going back to Cleveland.
Let's run it one more time.
You know what? Run it up the poll. New York City's mayoral election, 4 weeks or so away, but there are challenges facing the city's financial sector. Madison Allworth has more for you.
We lost 8,400 financial sector jobs this year alone. According to the Partnerships for NYC, this is the first time that the Big Apple has a net loss of financial jobs, and the jobs are going elsewhere. Since 2019, financial sector jobs have grown by just 4% in the financial capital of the world. Texas is trying to push Y'all Street over Wall Street. Two of their metro areas have seen double-digit financial sector job growth. Because of this, J.P. Morgan now employs more workers in Texas than in New York City.
The World Trade Organization slashing its global trade outlook for 2026. In its latest global trade report issued today, the WTO cited U.S. tariffs as the key reason. The Geneva-based group warned next year's growth will slow sharply from its previous expectation of 1.8% to just 0.5%. Meanwhile, it hiked its trade forecast for 2025, largely due to the front-loading of imports into the U.S. ahead of higher trade tariffs.
Okay, good evening, everybody. Thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3. President Trump hosted another meeting with his Canadian counterpart today. Edward Lawrence has the report from the White House.
This one started with a little levity where the president leaned in and said, we're merging, we're managing the 51st state, where the both of the leaders sort of laughed. Now, Mark Carney, the prime minister of Canada, came in saying that he needed a deal. He needed a trade to move in some direction towards the Canadians. They're having trouble with their economy at the moment. President Trump said Mark Carney would leave a happy man, but refused to specify exactly how happy he would leave. One of the reporters asked the president, said that, well, you say that the prime minister of Canada is a good man. Why don't we have a deal yet? The president then said, I want to be a great man.
Just about 6:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes, and when we return, we'll get one final check of the roads and weather for you, along with some pop culture notes and some more frivolous headlines as well, just to ease you smoothly into this Tuesday night right here on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 29th to Pensacola Beach. Presented by IT Gulf Coast and Blue Angels AFSIA chapter, get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and emerging technology experts. The conference features a free career fair, prizes, and an amazing welcome reception on Pensacola Beach. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit itenwired.com for tickets.
Sergeant R.J. Anderson's dream was to take to the skies.
I've always wanted to be a soldier, but my ultimate goal was to be a pilot. I think I was meant to fly. I had just applied to be a part of the 160th SOAR Regiment, and I was going to airborne school that next Monday. So I decided to go on a motorcycle ride with my buddies. We were going through a turn, and that's all I remember. That's the day everything changed. I was told by the doctor that I would never walk again.
Thanks to Paralyzed Veterans of America, competing in adaptive sports lit my fire again. They help you transition for the rest of your life to that individual that you want to be. Sports like hand cycling really pushes you to find who you are in that redefining moment after injury. With PVA Sports, I've found my freedom. Now when I think about my future, the possibilities are endless.
For more information, visit PVA.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
X55, heads up, Pensacola. Is that the band that was the fake band?
Yes. Okay. Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, there you go. I like the music. Whoever was playing
Someone was singing it. It wasn't who we initially thought.
Right, right. Five away from seven, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Looking at the roads here, luckily not much going on. If you're dealing with backups wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for much longer. So thank you for staying safe out there. As for your weather, 81 degrees, low of 73 tonight. We do have some rainfall chances kind of popping in and out of play, not just this evening, but throughout Wednesday and Thursday. But they're always pretty slight. Come Friday, they will be gone entirely. And along with it, we'll see the highs take a big hit.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Surprise announcement coming out of Universal Studios. Yeah, they're reopening that ride that the man died on recently. Lily Wu has an explanation.
The family of a 32-year-old man who died on a Universal ride in Orlando, Florida, mid-September, is condemning the planned reopening of the ride Saturday, saying they want better safety standards not to tear down Universal Stardust Racers. That's the ride Kevin Rodriguez-Zavala died on after multiple blunt impact injuries, the medical examiner ruling it was an accident. Zavala had a spinal disability and used a wheelchair, but his family's attorneys claim that didn't cause his death. Universal said an extensive review confirmed the ride systems had functioned properly and that Universal workers had followed proper procedures. The manufacturer and an independent roller coaster expert also supported these findings. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
President Trump says Sean Diddy Combs asked him for a pardon. No surprise there. The hip-hop artist and business mogul was recently sentenced to 50 months in prison in his federal sex crimes case. He's been in custody since September of last year, though, and could be released in less than 3 years. In mentioning Combs yesterday, Trump stressed that he was just one of many people who have asked him for a pardon.
Well, Tesla has introduced a cheaper version of its best-selling model. This is going to make a lot of EV customers happy. Hillary Barsky's got those numbers.
Tesla is unveiling a stripped-down version of its best-selling EV and is introducing its standard Model Y, which the electric vehicle maker hopes will draw in budget-conscious buyers and at the same time revive its slumping sales. The new vehicle costs nearly $40,000, making it one of the lowest-priced electric vehicles for sale in the U.S. The lower-cost model swaps out a light bar across the front for two conventional headlights and also has fewer audio speakers than other variants of the Model Y. There's no AM/FM radio, and it has a different roof. Tesla's latest offering gives the company better positioning to compete globally against low-cost EVs coming out of China. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And folks in Nashville can get paid to watch horror flicks. The television and internet service comparison site Cable TV is inviting folks 18 and older to apply for a thrill-ternship this Halloween season. One applicant will be selected to watch 5 films from the site's list of the scariest movies of all time, then create a video reviewing and ranking them. Applications due today.
Boy, this country musician is making a lot of folks mad. We're talking about Zach Bryan and his Annie Ice lyrics. It is causing quite a public stir. Michelle Polino has more.
Zach Bryan is stirring controversy again, this time over lyrics in a new unreleased song called Bad News. In a clip posted to Instagram, in which he captioned a portion of the lyrics writing the fading of the red, white, and blue, Bryan sings,
"And ice is gonna come bust down your door. Try to build a house, no one builds no more, but I got a telephone."
White House spokesperson Abigail Jackson responded, weaving in titles of Bryan's songs, saying, "While Zach Bryan wants to open the gates to criminal illegal aliens and has condemned heroic ICE officers, something in the orange tells me a majority of Americans disagree with him and support President Trump's great American revival." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
One of the two stars of the Diesel Brothers under arrest following a bench warrant last week. TMZ reports David Heavy D. Sparks owes nearly $850,000 in connection to a Clean Air Act lawsuit. He was reportedly arrested for failure to pay back those fees. TMZ reports he was booked just after 7:30 a.m. local time at the Salt Lake City Jail.
Here's a couple of items you might want to take in. 17th Annual Pensacola Beach Songwriters Fest is underway. Total of 144 national and local songwriters in town. And also, get ready for the annual Foo Foo Fest, returning this month featuring art designed to enhance the Pensacola skyline. It's called Afterburn. It's a kaleidoscope of colors inspired by the Blue Angels. So that'll down on Intendencia Street. Have a great night. For Austin Price, I'm Chris Bryan. We'll do it again tomorrow at 4 on News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.